Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everybody's night going? As we are now approaching into our last week of March, time is really flying, and I hope everyone has the week prepared for them, and I hope that everyone's weekend went pretty good. Now, since last time I talked to you, Empire had their season finale on Wednesday, and Mother Nature so kindly wanted to come in and give us snow on Friday. So it was definitely treacherous driving all day on Friday. So for the folks out there that actually made it home safely, high five to you. And for the folks out there that did not make it home safely because they got into an accident and or, transportation was not good. I hope you guys have all been able to get things back in order, even though Friday was very hectic for everyone traveling-wise. Now, Friday, I also got the chance to be in concert and see Fred Hammett, gospel singer Fred Hammett. I must say again, that was a very great performance, and the songs are very uplifting, and it's a great spiritual uplift from a definite hectic week that I had to end it on a very great night. Being spiritually uplifted was awesome. Now, Friday was a little nerving, and I say that because, as you guys all know, I'm on a new journey now, career-wise. This is going to be not really technically my career, but my stepping stone to my career. And already, the waters are being tested, I must say. I already have someone feeling like their territory is being threatened. And it's really not, you know. I know I give a presence of a command, in a sense. When I'm on my, what they call it, goat or level, I am very much so in-tuned, optimistic, hustler mindset, ambitious, really inspired to learn all the things that I need to learn, apply all the things that I need to apply, and really master the job at hand. And that's what mode that I'm in right now. I'm focused because I have a lot of things on my plate that I want to get accomplished, and I know that I will get them accomplished in due time. There's definitely a lot of goals this year, and there's a lot of obstacles in place. It's a lot of financial obstacles in place. However, I know I will get through all my financial obstacles, and I will come out of all the ditches that it's creating and be very well, abundantly blessed financially before this year is out. I definitely will be having all that. So it was just a situation where someone felt territorial and needed to cause a scene. And the type of person I am, I wouldn't say in normal circumstances, in the past, I have let things go and not really said anything to anyone. However, it's because that I'm the type of person that feels that I need to voice my opinion to let it be known that I know what's going on and or I'm looking for a solution, I will do so. So especially if I feel threatened, if I have things on my mind and plate and goals that I need to get accomplished, and if I feel there's someone stepping on that, I'm going to speak up and say something. So Friday was a little hectic for me all around. However, I spent the whole weekend just truly just getting everything in line and order and just really relaxing and really trying to set up, you know, what I really want to do and what I want to accomplish for the next month or two. And, everyone, keep your prayers up for each other. And, you know, I do feel as though when the need arises to pray for others, I do pray for others. And so I ask of you, if you can just pray for me, if you are a prayer type of person. So moving along, celebrity news, Chris Brown is now officially off probation. That whole Rihanna assault case is now officially closed. High five to Chris Brown. This was a long journey for him. If anyone else is going through a long, legal journey, high five to you that you're finally out of it. You're moving forward and, everything is behind you now. And, there was another celebrity news I want to get into. Oh, I wanted to also say that Carucci, Chris Brown's ex-girlfriend, did indeed go on Ilana Von Zandt's show, and she has that show episode coming out on March 28th of her whole talks on Chris Brown and the whole relationship and all that. Now, at first when I seen the clipping of the show, at first I started thinking to myself, like, oh, she's being so extra. Please don't go on out there embarrassing her. I know that she has to be contracted not to say but so much. And if you look closely at her tweets on Twitter, she's absolutely letting it be known that she's not bashing Chris Brown at all. It's all positive. So that's good clarification on that, but I still will tune in on 28th to see exactly what is all that is said. And she also was posting pictures of her at the beach with her Christina Milian, and Chris Brown responded to one of her pictures telling her to not be showing all and turn into a thought is the new terminology, forming that type of image in the form of anger. You know, he's just letting her know. So do I think that they should keep publicly putting their business out there? No, I don't think so. It should be more private. However, this is a young crowd. And I'm going to say young crowd. I'm young myself. And, you know, I'm still in my 20s. These two are in their 20s. But, you know, it's a place and time where you have to really start to make things private and give only what you need the public to see only at that point in time. You know, relationship status, it should not always be blasted on the public, especially when you're dating a public figure. So. Moving along, so there was other celebrity news I wanted to get into. Sorry that I don't have it all here. But, you know, actually, truthfully, there really isn't all that much celebrity news because I try not to really follow the stupidity majority of the time. As far as I know, for the most part, the T.I. and Robin Thicke and Pharrell have all, who all were involved in that song, might actually have to pay out to the Marvin Gaye family. It's already been confirmed that Pharrell and Robin Thicke have to pay $7 million. And now they're coming for T.I. Now, I personally think that they shouldn't come for everyone that was in that song. I think they should just come for the people who produced the song. Now, if T.I. had no involvement as far as the producing the song, then they should not be saying anything to him. He just made a verse for the song, you know what I mean? So that's how I look at it when it comes to such things like that. Now, if you all remember that movie, 2012, I actually just got done watching it, and it just brings a thought to my mind that, you know, I think that they truthfully are building those type of arcs, the same arcs, and we don't even know it. Truthfully, I do, but I dreamt that before, that, you know, the same scenario may actually happen, come in real life. Like, how many of these movies are actually coming in real life, you know? But don't fall into what I'm saying. I just truly think, like, you know, these movies are definitely a sign or a stepping stone to something that the actual government is actually doing underneath our noses. So, another thing is, how many of you, this is all relationship stuff now, what are y'all beliefs when it comes to relationships, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, just friendships, relationships? What is your beliefs? What is your values? What is your morals in relationships now? I'm young, yes. However, I am an old soul is what they call it. So I'm a little bit more mature for my age. But I look younger than my age. So it's definitely good in that nature. I'm the type of person, if you believe in something, you go for it. If your morals are high standards in some scenarios, then, you know, you don't lower them for others. If your values are what you value, which would be materialistic things or non-materialistic things, you know, you let it be known as to what it is that you value. Now, I have some instances where, you know, you feel as though that you might be ready for something. However, if the time is not right, if you actually converse with God on things and he knows that the time is not right, he'll let you know. You know, it will be delayed or it won't come or it will come if the timing is right. Now, I do believe that people should really analyze things and think things completely, thoroughly through before they just jump on things. Now, I'm an impulsive kind of person sometimes. Not all the time, but when I do get a thought in my head, I research it as much as I can. I weigh all my options, my pros and cons as much as I can. And if I really start to feel like it's just not something I want to dive into at that point in time, I don't dive into it. I keep it on my mind and I keep it, you know, there, and I think about it. I think about all the things that I have to do it. And then it all depends on the finances, it all depends on the time, and it all depends on a lot of different factors. And then that determines if I fully go through with it. Now, you know, when things are presented to you, you know, it's your involvement with your other partner. Your partner, you know, that person wants to go gung-ho on something, and you're not really for it. You know, how you really truly go about it. You know, you love your partner or your boyfriend or girlfriend, and you want to go through everything with them, but you want them to also be smart about what they want to do. You know, they want you to be smart about what you want to do for yourself. So we all have to be uplifting to each other and educate each other on the relationships and what we should do as a couple, so that way we don't hurt one another in our decision-making. Now, with that being said, if your partner or boyfriend or girlfriend is presenting something to you because they're so excited about it, they feel like it's the right thing to do, they're wanting to go with it, you know, just be that one in the relationship that doesn't just go along with everything, because not everyone likes a yes man. You know, sit that person down and be like, okay, this is what you want to do. Let's look at it. Let's work it all out. Let's make sure that we're doing the right thing. We just can't allow, I want to say we can't allow, but it's best that we don't allow our partners to just keep just doing things and jump into it and jump into it, because sometimes it doesn't work and sometimes it does. And it was just that risk that we're taking. It's called faith. But you always have to think of things through before you do anything, just like you have to think before you speak. It's a process. You know, everything takes time. And I'm one that actually makes good decisions. So, you know, my whole thing would be let me weigh my pros and cons. Let me look at everything. Let me research it. And that would be my approach to my boyfriend. Now, if I take something to him, his whole thing would be, you know, he would have a quick response. However, you know, he would also say, if he doesn't, he would have a quick response only if if it's a relatable circumstance. Now, if it's not relatable, you know, he'll give his opinion. So responses and opinion and advice is all different things. So, can be different things that will come from him. So, as you can hear, we're coming to the last couple of minutes of the show. So I will definitely be back sometime in the middle of the week, as always. And whether it be an early show or late show, you guys will hear from me. And you guys can follow me on Instagram at CityChewy, which is StewyCHEWY. Or you can email me at the business email address at foryourimagellc@gmail.com. And for all business inquiries, now, if you're looking for English consultation, you know, help or tips, or you just need a listening ear, I'm always available. If you need me to host an event, definitely email me for that as well. I'm definitely open with my schedule on some things versus others, if you know what I mean. So, everyone be safe this week. We are out of snow, so we are in spring, so we should all be getting ready for our spring cleaning and new wardrobe and new time management, new goals, new desires, and or if they're not new, they're old and you're still working on them, so it's all good in the neighborhood. So I'll talk to you guys again. You guys be safe out there. Stay blessed. Bless others. Remember to bless others, and you will be blessed. All right, you guys have a great night.